Governor, this isn't the first time that you've talked to the county commissioners. What are you hoping that they can do to help your campaign?
I'm not here to talk to them about that. I'm here to talk to them about helping us with the 2020 census that we talked about. We've got over twice as many counties registered now, because I brought the subject up when I was here a year ago. And I think folks believe in results, and we tried to lay out the box scores in Alabama's education and economy and public safety and our budget. So it's strong box scores, and I was proud to report that to the county commissioners.
Every time you speak, you're speaking, but you're also in a one way or another campaigning as well. I mean, you've got 3 months to go before November, so how do you feel about how it's going so far for you?
For me, it's going really good. The polls are still strong. People are responding when we speak to them or when we run into them or talk to them. So I'm very encouraged. The people know that Alabama's working again, and that means a lot to them.
What about debating the Democratic candidate? Have you given that any consideration? Or I know he's asked, others have asked. What is your thought today?
The only folks that ever bring that up is my opponent and y'all. I'm busy about folks that are improving in education and putting people back to work, and it's working. And that's the winning strategy, so I'm going to stay focused on my efforts.
Coming up in November as well on the ballot is Amendment 1 that puts the Ten Commandments back in public schools and public buildings. What are your thoughts on that? And I know we've been ground zero for that before, but certainly be challenged. Just your thoughts on that. Is it something
I think it's fine to put the Ten Commandments in public places. Goodness knows we need to keep the good Lord and our God Almighty the forefront of our lives, or else we never will succeed.
Last question.
Mississippi just announced that they're going to be voting on the lottery coming up. That's going to put Alabama right in the middle of a horseshoe of places that have some sort of lottery or gambling. Your thought, I know that you support having the lottery vote for the people. It just seems like the pressure is on now, doesn't it?
If the people want to vote, that's fine. But we've got a robust economy. Our budgets are strong. We're able to do what we need to do. So Alabama is at work, and we're working hard, and it's working.
Do you owe the people of Alabama a debate or not when it comes to the election? Is that something that you... I mean...
That's all the time we have. Thank you.
Okay. That's a good question. Do you owe them a debate?
People don't ask me for that.
Hey, we don't want a debate. We love you.